If you are a politician, if you are an actor, an actress, a musician, once you become a public figure, there are thousands, if not millions of people out there you inspire, okay? So your actions are interactions, all in one way or another, inspires lots of people. Obviously, when you do that, some might see it as a welcoming information and might start doing things in one way or the other that is detrimental to our society, that is detrimental to our values, and that is obviously detrimental to our democracy, okay? It sends the wrong signals out there.
I don't know whether you listened to Mr. Anyidoho, but he seemed to have backtracked on the statement he allegedly made by saying that he meant a civil uprising. That is what he meant. Shouldn't that have settled everything instead of once again being arrested, being charged with treason, looking at the personality of the person?
Well, everybody has had his interpretation of the things he said. I've spoken with members of the NDC. They've given me a different dimension to everything. I did even praise them on the fact that he said history has an interesting way of repeating itself and made reference to the president's father who also was overthrown in a coup. But for me, as a country that believes in the rule of law, for the court to decide whether indeed it's what some think it is, I mean, treasonable. So I wouldn't really be in that position to say, I mean, or to interpret the words he said. But on the surface of it, it has some far-fetching security implications on the country. And I think it's important that as public figures, we avoid certain statements. Because, my brother, such language that fueled the Rwandan genocide in 1994. I mean, we cannot, as a people, afford to downplay or to feel, I mean, that is being the norm, so it should continue. No, we shouldn't let it continue that way, because when we do it that way, it becomes the order of the day, and it sends the wrong signals, and people might take it up themselves to, as it were, do things that is inimical to the security of the state.
That was Adib Sani, security expert.